bipartisan talks aimed at resolving differences between Kenya's opposition and the government of President William Ruto have been suspended indefinitely, the co-chair leading the talks said on Wednesday. The talks were suspended after the government failed to meet the opposition demands, said the co-chair of the joint bipartisan talks. The opposition coalition, led by veteran leader Raila Odinga, has in the past few months been at a crossroads with Ruto's ruling alliance. Western leaders are ramping up efforts to defuse a crisis in Kosovo amid ongoing tension. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Ethnic Serbs are continuing to protest in northern Kosovo, where clashes with NATO peacekeepers recently left dozens injured. Over fears of renewed conflict in the troubled region, EU officials are now in talks with Serbia and Kosovo top officials, and NATO is sending 700 more troops. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging all parties to de-escalate tension, and his EU counterpart Josep Borrell calls the situation dangerous and unsustainable. Ethnic Serbs are in minority in Kosovo, but in majority in the country's north, with many rejecting the Albanian majority territory's claim of independence from Serbia. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Negotiators charged with hammering out a global treaty to end plastic pollution were warned there was no time to lose on Wednesday, after progress was slowed by 2 days of procedural debates campaigners blamed on large producer countries. Representatives of 175 nations have gathered in Paris for the second in the 5 rounds of negotiations aimed at reaching a historic, legally binding agreement covering the entire plastics life cycle by next year.